Immersion. This word is somewhat of a trigger word for me. It brings some negative experiences that I've had. Immersion. It brings to mind two things, language and breath. And both are related, of course. You know, we can't speak unless we have breath. But the trigger for me comes from when I had to study Spanish in an immersion program. And I had to go south of the border to Mexico and Guadalajara, and it was a new experience for me. It was one that I felt somewhat isolated in. I didn't know the language. I'd never studied Spanish. And everything around me was Spanish. And so there was that language barrier. I had to work hard. I was in tutoring all day. And then I'd go home at night, and my host mother only spoke Spanish. And so it continued, and this feeling that like the walls were even closing in, claustrophobia. It even felt sometimes like I was suffocating, like I was drowning in a culture, in a language that was foreign to me, that I really had a hard time grasping. That was my first experience of immersion like that. And I imagine a lot of minorities feel this. I imagine when the language is different, or even the language is the same, but we talk past one another, when they feel isolated, alone, when they feel that their breath even is taken away, that must be a really difficult place to be. And I just want to acknowledge that. I've felt it just on a very small level. But I imagine any minority, whether in our country or anywhere throughout the world, if you're visiting and you feel like an outsider, whether it's communicated or not, there's that feeling that I don't belong. There's a feeling and a yearning for unity. There's that longing in the heart to be one. And I just want to acknowledge that. I imagine Mr. George Floyd felt that on Monday when he was speaking and no one was listening. His words weren't heard and his breath was taken away. His last words, or some of his last words, "I can't breathe." Those trigger me. That feeling of apartness, that feeling of division that's highlighted in moments like this. But even though it's highlighted right now, it always exists. And it has existed from the time that we fell from that unity that God created us for. Last night in our vigil, we had the reading from Genesis at the Tower of Babel. And it was there that we learn in the sacred scriptures that division began, that languages were divided and people were divided and scattered throughout the world. It wasn't meant to be that way. But because of sin, because of a desire for greatness at the Tower of Babel, a desire perhaps in a proud way, a prideful way, division entered the world. And it confused language. It confused the way that the world was intended to be. And so this word of immersion, I think, began to take a negative connotation, or at least it can. A feeling like we are drowning. A feeling like my breath is taken away. But this word immersion doesn't just have to have a negative connotation like it does for me sometimes. It can bring us forward too. just as I've had negative experiences of immersion or difficult experiences, I've had positive experiences too, where I've been immersed into the love of a Savior who desires to be with me and desires to be in me and who desires unity, that we can be immersed into that as well. And that immersion brings healing. It brings restoration. Even those two words of language and breath are there too. They were there at the first Pentecost when people came from all over the known world to Jerusalem for this great feast, and the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples. And what did they do? They went out and preached. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they went out and spoke languages that could be understood. Different languages. You heard in the Acts of the Apostles, people heard them in their own native tongues. The languages were still different. The cultures still held. But there was a greater unity because of the Holy Spirit, that even though different languages were still being spoken and understood, there was something different. The Holy Spirit undid the division of Babel and brought the unity back. It brought it back into the church. We would even maybe say this is the birth of the church. That God, from the beginning of time, desired to bring his people back into a family. And we see evidence of this today in that first Pentecost. And that concept of breath is there too. The breath that the Lord spoke at the beginning of creation, the Holy Spirit that hovered over the waters, the breath that was breathed into the nostrils of Adam and Eve, that breath of life was breathed onto the disciples. We hear that in the gospel, that Jesus breathed on them. He restored their life. He brought again unity where there was division. There's bad breath and there's good breath. You know, the bad breath, like Saul breathing murderous threats in persecution of the church before his conversion. The breath that we're even scared of in our continued pandemic, you know, wearing masks to protect one another from our breath. Breath can be bad, but breath can also be good. It can be restorative. It can be healing. And it's that breath of the Holy Spirit that we invite today, that we welcome today, that we beg and pray more for today. The Holy Spirit, this is what we need right now. This is what the world needs right now. The fire of the Holy Spirit is what we need. Our Twin Cities are burning right now. And hearts are burning. Burning with anger. Burning with cries of injustice. Burning with division. And that burning needs to meet the burning of the Holy Spirit. We have to fight fire with fire. And it's the fire of God that comes down from heaven and brings unity to his church that the world is hungry for right now. It's that fire of the Holy Spirit that can again unite us, that can bring us back into the breath of God and bring healing where there is division. And so on this great Feast of Pentecost, as we conclude our Easter season, let's pray for more of the Holy Spirit. We beg the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, to enkindle in us the fire of His divine love, to bring peace to our city and to our world, to bring love and to bring unity to all peoples.